Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Heated debates happening here at K-Rock as we talked about all the dumb things you did while high. And we've decided overwhelmingly that whichever one of our listeners ordered the giant cupcake off of TV, not once but twice, forcing herself to completely overdraw her account.
Twice.
Two different times. Because, and Allie and I have been looking at this product, and I get it. Even right now, if I was high, I would order that in a heartbeat.
It's probably, it was like 25 times more cupcake.
25 times more cupcake. It was the giant cupcake. And she fell for it two different times. Something you would only do while high. A very stupid financial decision.
I didn't realize that it's like a silicone, like, bakeware set. Like, you can make your own giant cupcakes at home. I thought she was just buying a cupcake.
No, it's a giant cupcake. So, congratulations. She's just done some dumb stuff while high, but it resulted in her getting two tickets, VIP style, to Cali Vibes. There's scams happening all over the place as we get into summer officially. Scammers usually wait around for the holidays, but that is not necessarily the case. It's time for a very special summer edition of Bamboozled.
Bamboozled. A lot of people fall for the scam. And now they're just like, damn. Take your money, sucker, because you didn't know it was all a sham. And now you're just like, damn.
You know, scammers have summer goals, too.
Of course. They got their own summer bucket list. And listen to this, because if you've got a summer vacation planned and perhaps you're going to be staying at a hotel, specifically hotel, I don't know if they could pull the scam off at an Airbnb. Listen to this, because in some ways it's genius, but also freaky that this is the kind of thing that I easily would fall for.
Pools are open, summer sports are kicking off, and many families are preparing for their summer vacations. But before you check into that hotel, our Rachel Bogle explains you'll want to check out these red flags to avoid giving a scammer all-inclusive access to your money and personal info.
I remember a while back when we did a hotel-themed Bamboozled, we heard about a scam that was happening where people were getting menus slid under the door of their hotel room. And then they would come back and they'd be like, I'm hungry, room service is closed for the night, but I got this great pizza place that slid their menu under the door. And people would call the place and they would give credit card information or they would give Zelle, and the place never, pizzas never showed up.
The tragic thing is that the pizzas never showed up. The second tragic thing is that they were scammed.
Yeah, the most tragic thing is you go, I ordered this thing and gave this person money and they never came. And apparently they were like fake pizza places that were just sliding flyers under hotel room doors. And people were like, wow, must be legitimate. And that was a scam. This one is similar, Allie, and this is something that, if you're checking into a hotel, do not fall for this.
There's nothing better than closing your computer at work, knowing it's time for vacation.
She's right. That final close of the worktop computer, shutting it down. Mm. I'm going to disconnect for 1 week. I'm going to be on my own.
You can feel that fuzzy feeling in your chest just thinking about it.
You think that until your boss starts texting you 2 days into the vacation, and then you realize they can still connect with
me. Hey, got a minute? No, I'm on vacation.
Except maybe that feeling when you finally open the door at your hotel or resort, realizing you don't have a care in the world for the next week.
So they slide that bill under your door on the last night.
Yeah, like, I know. Man, that quote, folio. Ugh, they call it folio.
Spent way too much money at this stupid trip.
But the Better Business Bureau warns that is the moment scammers are waiting for, to catch you with your guard down.
These sound effects are terrible.
I don't know what's happening. The person's getting attacked by a robot or something when they checked into the hotel. Is that the scam?
Scammers will impersonate the front desk, and they'll call you saying, there's just a little incorrect information with your credit card. Can you please read us back those numbers? Hoping that you're just tired or just from traveling and just going to give them their number so you're... can go on with your vacation.
Think about that for a second. You're in your hotel room. You finally get in. You get a call from the front desk. Hey, just making sure you got in. Okay, great. Hey, we're just running your card for the incidentals, and it didn't work. So can you just read me the numbers again?
And you're like, fine, sure. I don't care.
I got to get on vacation
mode. Watching Forensic Files in my hotel room. Leave me alone.
And Mario Lopez yelling at me as to what movie I need to watch this week. So can you just tell me what... So yeah, of course, someone calls all pleasant from the front. Hey, it's the front desk calling.
But it is not the front desk at all. So you are just talking to a criminal.
Nicole Cordero with BBB of Eastern Carolina says they'll sometimes call
Myrtle Beach?
Late at night.
Myrtle Beach. The asshole known as Myrtle Beach. What a scam. And that's why your son is named after that place.
Or right after you check in. To be safe, hang up and call the front desk directly.
Also, how hilarious.
That's way too many numbers for the front desk.
Yeah, the front desk is zero. That's all it is. No one's putting anything else.
Or that person is high.
Or that button on the phone that has the cartoon of the person answering, you know, the little cartoon
button.
Yeah,
with the, like, the little hat on.
Yep.
Or just walk down to the lobby and speak to someone in person.
No, nope. I'd rather get scammed. I'm not going to the lobby.
Yeah, I don't even care if the scammer says, look, I'm a scammer, but if you want to sort this out, you've got to walk to the lobby.
Dude,
I'm like,
even
nah.
If I ordered food and they're like, I can't get past the lobby, I'd be like, forget it.
Just keep it. I'll starve.
Another potential scam could be waiting for you on or under your door.
They have fake menus that they'll put under your door in the hotel.
I've seen them.
Yeah, this we talked
I've
about
seen
this.
Those. I fell for that one, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm still waiting on pad thai 3 years later.
People get happened. These all the time here in Myrtle Beach, Yes, too. Correct.
No
That's
way.
Happening. It's happening more in Myrtle Beach. Yeah.
You see a lot of pizza. It's always like a pizza shop or something like that. Really convenient, really well-priced.
Exactly. So the convenience of it all is what is getting these people to call and place an order. It's a delivery order. It's a few bucks, and then no food will arrive. So
that is the worst.
Oh, that's the worst thing to happen in Myrtle Beach
since
for the last
the
hour.
I agree. Who knew this show would be a theme show?
Yeah, what?
We will take a quick break. When we get back, a new hour can officially begin. The great Patrick Warburton, Putty from Seinfeld, Joe Swanson from Family Guy, The Tick. He's been in a ton of things, and he'll be in our studio coming up next hour here on KISS. Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.